Mort. Hi, everyone. This is Hannah and Peter.
Hey.
Hi, Hannah and Peter. How can I help?
Thank you very much for your support. It wasn't easy. It's not easy, but it's easy with you. Our question is, how can we balance our different reaction to problems? So let's say I stay
calm. I'm having a little trouble with your accent. Could you start again? How can I what?
How can we balance our different reactions to problems? So
how
I
can
stay
we, and what's the word after we? How can we?
Balance. I will explain. I stay more calm, and my husband thinks I don't care. My husband has stronger reaction to problems, gets frustrated or even angry, and I feel like he ruins my positive atmosphere, and I get frustrated from that. And it caused lots of tension between us. So how we can deal with that?
So let me make sure I understand, because I apologize. I'm having a little trouble with your accent, but let me make sure I understand. So when there's a problem or an issue, you are very calm, and your husband is quite emotional. And your husband's interpretation of your calmness is that you don't care. I mean, after all, if you're not emotional, it must not be bothering you. You must not care about it.
Right.
Uh-huh. And so your question is how can you deal with the fact that he is interpreting your reaction as not caring?
I would think like to both of us how to help understand each other so it doesn't
each
cause
other,
problems.
Right. Okay, so I think maybe it's not so much only a matter of how to understand each other, but I think it's also a matter of each of you understanding what is the appropriate conduct in a situation like that. What I mean by that is sometimes people that let's start with Peter. Sometimes people that are emotional, it's clear that they care about whatever it is that's being dealt with and discussed. And for the Hannah in the story, that's good, because Hannah can see that Peter cares. He's attentive. He's dealing with it. He's not ignoring it. And that's a good thing. On the other hand, sometimes people that are more emotional, like Peter's being described as, that emotion can sometimes degenerate into anger, screaming, yelling, cursing, impulsive speaking, putting out their ideas and opinions before they're really thought through. I'm not accusing you, by the way, Peter, of any of that. I'm just speaking about a sort of a personality prototype. So, you know, as Hannah's describing you, somebody like yourself would be vulnerable to that kind of thing. And while there's no doubt that when someone's behavior degenerates into that kind of stuff, it's clear that they're attentive, it's clear that they care, once it degenerates into that kind of behavior, it's no longer productive. Now, the degenerate behavior ends up outweighing the fact that we know that this person cares. So Peter's challenge here is to rein in those emotions. Actually, I shouldn't say it that way. Not rein in the emotions. The emotions are fine. But to rein in the behavior and to make sure that the behavior is measured, is deliberate, is productive. And that may mean that you are behaving less impulsively. And my guess is that if you can do that, then Hannah's perception of you will be, she'll certainly see the emotion. That's unmistakable in a person like Peter, in a person like Hannah's describing. So there'll be no doubt that you're engaged and that you care, but the way you demonstrate that you care will be more deliberate more mature and productive. And for Hannah, you know, a person like Hannah, typically they're more thoughtful, they're more sort of even keel. You know, they're the kind of person that would be a good bond trader, right? The highs and lows don't rattle them, but they're, you know, very leveled in their thinking. And that can be a wonderful quality. People like that tend to be pretty thoughtful, measured, and deliberate. But the disadvantage, as Hannah's describing, is that it gets interpreted by others in a relationship as if they're stoic. They don't care. They have no emotion. They're not engaged. They're not involved. And so I think, Hannah, you have to channel some of that deliberateness into demonstrating to Peter clearly that you are engaged, that you do care. And that doesn't mean that you have to fake emotion. That's not what I'm suggesting. That would be disingenuous. That would be, you know, disingenuous is the best word I can think of, right? That's probably not really who you are. And I think that even though you're saying that what Peter needs is to see you more emotional, I'm not sure that that's true. I think what Peter probably needs to see is that you care, that you're engaged. And I don't know that you necessarily need to show emotion in order to demonstrate that you care or that you're engaged. I think what you need to show is that you're thinking, that you're engaged by, you know, by dialoguing with him, by asking questions of him, by offering your input into the matter. Right? There are ways to demonstrate that you're engaged without throwing your arms around and showing all kinds of emotion like somebody else might. And by the way, throwing your arms around and showing emotion, that was not a criticism. It's just a description of a certain personality, neither good nor bad, as I already explained. There's a part of that that's good, and there's a part of that that could be bad. So if you each work on those two things, I hope what I've just said, actually, will help you understand each other a little better. That was the first thing you asked for, Hannah. But what I also did, because I actually think it's more important than you understanding each other, is what I tried to do was give each of you something to work on in those interactions so that you're more effective in those interactions, so that you're more productive in those interactions. And I think that effectiveness, I think that productivity is actually more important than even understanding each other. I would rather you not understand each other, but be effective in the interaction. Of course, the ideal would be that you both understand each other and are effective in the interaction.